Out of 140,000 people who died from the flood-related effects of Cyclone Gorki in Bangladesh in 1991, women outnumbered men by 14 to 1. According to Palash Mondal, technical expert at CARE Bangladesh, most early warning systems are directed towards males. Furthermore, he says, women are more vulnerable because their livelihoods heavily rely on natural resources, and climate change exacerbates weather-related hazards. Here's Palash Mondal.
Actually, climate change brings double injustice for the women of poor countries. First injustice is people living in poverty all over the world are worse affected by the climate change and disaster impacts, and also have the fewest resources to cope with the extreme and erratic weather. The second injustice is gender inequality. There is a big gap in life chances, opportunities, resources and rewards between women, men, girls and boys constitute to exist worldwide.
Meanwhile, during the 2011 earthquake in Japan, where over 18,000 people died or went missing, women were not particularly vulnerable, says Kaiko Ikeda, expert on earthquake disasters and gender at Shizuoka University. But, she says, a higher mortality rate was observed among poor older women who lived alone.
It is extremely important to understand links between gender inequality in normal time and in disaster risks. In some earthquake cases in Japan, especially in urban areas, higher mortality is observed among aged women living alone. Due to their low income level, a result of small amount of pension compared to men, and due to the business customs of rental housing industry, aged women living alone tend to rent old apartment houses which are less earthquake resistant.
However, Ms. Ikeda admits, women do encounter challenges living as evacuees in shelters. For Margareta Wallstrom, the former special representative of the UN Secretary General for Disaster Risk Reduction, evacuation centers are still not arranged in a way to keep privacy. Supplies are often not enough for girls, elderly people, the disabled, and others in vulnerable situations to live in dignity. The lack of women at the decision-making level is the problem, she says.
Why is it so complicated to get these perspectives included into the practice of institutions and governments? Because they said they want to do it, just doesn't seem to happen. Is that because there is a lack of representation at that level? I would say so, because in the examples where we have a different balance, yes, it is changing.
An important milestone was reached in 2009 when a statement on climate change was issued by CEDAW monitors asking for all responses to disaster risk reduction be gender sensitive. Now the gap between policy and practice needs to be closed. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.